Hello, everyone.
Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Just so thankful for you and so grateful that you are taking the time to study God's Word. God wants us to know Him and His Son, Jesus. He wants us to know His ways. He wants us to know He is for us and not against us. And so as we read His Bible, He will send His Holy Spirit to be our teacher and we'll learn so much from Him. That's why we always go to Him in prayer as we begin our studies. We want Him to be among our study and teach us His Word. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, I give You praise and thanks again for Your Word today, knowing that it's another day, another time that we can study with You and, Lord, to learn from Your Word that You gave to us. Lord, You've given us life and breath, and You've given us the ability to know You. And so I just want to give You honor and praise as we study Your Word today, asking You by Your Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth, to guide us there, and Lord, to empower us to live according to that truth today. We just want to bless You. We give You thanks for these things, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Your King Comes, and is taken from the book of John, chapter 12, and verse 15. The Apostle John wrote how the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they had heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him, and cried, "Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that comes in the name of the Lord." And Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat thereon, as it is written. And in chapter 12 and verse 15 of his book, John shared the scriptures say, "Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes." Where we read, "Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes, sitting on a donkey's colt." The verse reads, "Fear not, daughter of Zion." John began with the words, "Fear not," which means do not be frightened, afraid, or put to flight. Daughter of Zion, or collective inhabitants and citizens, belong to Zion, which means a parched place, and refers to the entire city of Jerusalem. John shared how the scripture said the inhabitants of Jerusalem did not need to be afraid. The verse goes on to say, "Your king comes, sitting on a donkey's colt." John continued with the words, "Your king comes," which means your citizens, inhabitants of Jerusalem. Leader, commander, sovereign, and lord of the land arises and appears, sitting on a donkey's colt, or being seated, fixed, and established upon a young donkey. John shared how the scriptures said the king of Jerusalem would appear riding upon a young donkey to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn how the scriptures themselves prophesied that the Messiah, or King of Israel, would appear to them riding upon a young donkey. You can see Zechariah 9, verse 9, for more about that. God loves people, and He sent His Son Jesus to be among people in a lowly or humble way, even though He was the Savior and Lord of the world. Jesus appeared to mankind because people needed a Savior, and Jesus came to meet their need. Jesus was on His way to death upon the cross for the sins of everyone, and anybody who yields their life to Him will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life. Let all who read these words examine and hear these words, examine the scriptures and discover the Christ, Messiah, and Son of God, Jesus, who puts away every fear. Next time, John shares, "These things understood not his disciples at the first." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.